Wasatch County Council member Kendall Crittenden brought the item to the county agenda. Crittenden spoke about recent events in the country, saying he's concerned there's a movement to take away First and Second Amendment rights as well as others. The Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects individuals' right to keep and bear arms. Crittenden offered other ordinances passed in Uinta, Wayne, and other counties in Utah as references for a Wasatch County ordinance.
Basically, a lot of them say that as a county, we will not enforce any direction or any law that violates our Second Amendment right.
While resolutions can act as a statement, an ordinance would actually change county code, which could potentially put the county in opposition with state or federal law. County Attorney Scott Sweat says they'll prepare whatever the council decides, but he prefers a resolution over an ordinance.
I don't want to put our law enforcement at odds with state versus county or other things. Personally, I'm for the Second Amendment and think we want to keep it. I also think that an ordinance can cause issues for us.
County Sheriff Jared Rigby also shared his support of upholding the Constitution, but also supported a resolution instead of an ordinance to avoid conflict in laws created for officers. Four citizens provided public comment in favor of the ordinance and resolution. Ryan Hobbs, part of the Wasatch County Second Amendment group, addressed the council supporting an ordinance.
Just because we have our Constitution and that's set in stone right now doesn't mean there's a lot of people in power that want to change it and abolish it and get rid of it. It's up to us, who are proud to live here, proud to be Americans, to say, no, we're not going to let that happen. It's no different than everyone's family at their house. We all have our family values at home. We're not going to let somebody else come into our house and change the way that we run our family.
Three other community members shared their disapproval of passing an ordinance, including resident Renee Athey.
I am not an advocate to take away anyone's guns. I am an advocate for basing our government, our elected officials, and all those who profess to share the values of American society, that our right to happiness and our right for freedom also includes not having guns as a dominant force in our community on any level.
Council members weighed in expressing their support of the Constitution and the Second Amendment, but hesitancy to create an ordinance on such a polarizing issue. Here's Councilmember Marilyn Crittenden.
We've heard a lot of comments of the safety of needing to bear arms so that we can be safe. There's also the topic of hearing children who are afraid to go to school because they've heard of other schools being shot. So safety is an all-encompassing thing, isn't it? It comes from both sides. If we move forward with a resolution, we do need to be very careful about the wording. We do need to be very careful about what it is we're doing so that we can provide something for the future that is good and solid, not just an angry statement, not just something that is polarizing, but something that is uniting.
Councilmember Kendall Crittenden made a motion asking for the county attorney's office to prepare a resolution and an ordinance to make Wasatch a Second Amendment sanctuary county. The motion failed without a second. Council members offered an alternative to create a committee made up of a cross-section of the community and elected officials to discuss what a resolution or an ordinance would look like. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.